First, this was all over the news.
This morning, the FBI and Texas Rangers raided the offices of Michelle Barrientos Velo.
That's KSAT 12 anchor Steve Gerber. And County Judge Nelson Wolf had this to say after the raid on the Precinct 2 County Constable's office.
If it's up to me, there wouldn't be one constable left in this county or anywhere else. It's a duplication of what the sheriff's office would do. It's a relic of the past that's stuck in the Constitution. And most people that go to vote on these offices have no idea who they're voting on.
But Precinct 1 County Constable Ruben Tejeda says constables are not relics and they're not redundant. He says they are a unique part of local law enforcement. Tejeda explains that they're certified Texas peace officers, the same as deputies and police officers. He says deputies and officers of other agencies don't question their qualifications when they come to their aid on the streets.
A lot of these guys, they might have a chip on their shoulders and stuff, or what uniform you wear. But let me just tell you, when you're in a bad situation, you don't care, man. You just want to get help. That's the bottom line.
A large function of constables and deputy constables is to serve warrants and court papers related to civil cases. Deputy Constable Salvador Rodriguez handles training for the Precinct 1 Constable's office. He says constables and deputy constables have diverse training, from firearms to handling civil matters to protecting the justice of the peace courts.
We also have mandated courses that we have to take now under the Senate Bill 42 for the judges in the courts under the Judicial Protection Act. We now have to provide increased security for the courts and the judges themselves.
Tejeda says county commissioners can't get rid of them entirely because they are protected by the state constitution, but they can and do cut constables' budgets. Deputy Constable Mauricio Aragon is in charge of keeping an eye on budget matters for the Precinct 1 office. He says they don't cost the county money.
It's been my personal experience and fact that the revenue that this office creates, it's a lot more than what we get budgeted from the commissioner's court.
He says they collect fees for serving warrants, and not including civil warrants, are enough to cover the office budget of $1 million and generate another $3 million for the county. The constables say serving around 30,000 warrants and court papers each year can be dangerous work, and they are trained to handle it. Eviction notices are often met with anger. Deputy Constable Adam Salazar remembers the time he got into a life and death struggle with a man on the west side 2 years ago.
He tried to take my weapon away. He ended up breaking the holster. And as a matter of fact, I gained knowledge later on after the fact that it takes over 500 pounds of force to break that type of holster.
The constables say they also patrol schools and slow speeders near schools, and they have a lot of face time with community members at events. They say their nickname is the People's Police. Texas Public Radio ended its visit to the constable's office by going on a brief ride with Deputy Constable Alex Chavez. The back seat of his patrol unit was filled with court papers from the Attorney General's office to be served.
As you see, it's in the back seat. Abundance of paperwork that we have. We stay very busy. And what I usually like to do is some I'll have appointments already scheduled to go and meet, and some I'll have to go and make the attempt at the residence and try to find these individuals to get them served their documents.
Between visits to deliver court papers, Chavez stops to assist at a dangerous grass fire that is blowing across a busy freeway.
The pressure's there, it's tremendous, but you have to love this job. You have to love what you do.
The father of Texas himself, Stephen F. Austin, backed the constable's role of patrolling early settlements like San Antonio, patrols that continue to this day. And constables don't see those duties going away anytime soon. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.